as an experiment, I really tried not to think of anything to say tonight because I get to play so many parts, and I think how lucky I am. I mean, I worked for 10 years. I never got $1 more than Screen Actors Guild minimum. Not one. And I want to congratulate all the actors that got to work this year. Kind of a patsy. I always get shook up. This movie's about a lot of things. This particular movie I felt was about loving. And I love what I do. I love all the people I get to do it with. Love Rebecca. I love what we all did for Miss Stewart tonight. I just was so happy. You know, Jim Brooks is a genius, but I've come to love Greg and Helen and all the people that I work with on this movie. And it was a word I thought I never could say in a scene. So I appreciate and I thank you all very much for this.
Faye Dunaway and Richard Gere.
is a mess, you know, and we're trying to change it.
What are you trying to change it to, though? What are your principles, or do you have any?
We're not trying to change anything. We're just trying to be ourselves, man, to be...
Indulge in smoking this, narcotic cigarettes.
Why do people drink alcohol? It's the same reason.
It's just a big ping pong table, you know? I mean, you say, why do we do this? And we say, why do you do this? You know, we don't agree.
Well,
you're the mess, you know, and we're trying to change it.
What are you trying to change it to, though? What are your principles, or do you have any?
We're not trying to change anything. We're just trying...
Who defines noir? Who defines American film? Who defines what's good and bad in American movies? The dangerous thing is that in any moment in history, we...
To you. What is the next step, I asked. Each of us must go back into our past and see how this habit was formed.
Greetings out there. To all you tourists just passing through. I hope your papers are in order. No Commercial Potential Part 2. Thursday night edition, New Metaphysics. The Gary Geiserman phone tonight. Going till 2 o'clock. Spin the tumblers. See if my skeleton key will crack this security blockage in our way. flip them tumblers, see if they part like Moses' water. And let my people go. Quite frankly, I don't think my people care anymore. Which just might be the key to the tumbling tumbleweed in front of us. The tumbleweed from the past, blowing no good, but seemingly preventing free fall in this a nauseous, nauseating kind of nausea. I thought I'd do a little exponential on that one. Which is just a personal peccadillo of the private personal kind of thing. Your one man's nausea could be your angst of some kind, fill it in. So we're going to go into that ghost town with full body armor, totally hermetic, no antibodies in or out, and we'll see what's around. And then we'll off put the intruder. I think I understood that. 5524686. Source material, as always. A friendly person will answer the phone. I'm pretty sure of that. It's the radio person you have to watch out for. So that's the one with a problem. And isn't that what's radio for? I ask you right now.
Pleasure to be here in San Francisco, it always is.
So how do I begin? By first understanding how your drama was formed.
Treat it in the usual manner. Train him for the games, let him hope for a while, and blow him away.
Since I started this work in 1967, we have in this country arrested 10 million people.
going back, obviously, from what I can determine from the reversal, to find out.
Something else didn't, and I keep wondering, Lester, tell us how many more decades of government studies will the medical profession continue to nod approvingly so before saying, all right, government, get off your bureaucratic duff and allow us to prescribe this in cases, at least in cases of severe difficulty with other drugs. I mean, in other words, how many more studies do we need?
Well, you see, that's a very good question. Now, as you know, General McCaffrey has now provided $1 million for the IOM to do a study to determine whether marijuana should be taken seriously as a medicine. That will take 18 months. The general will find that indeed it should be taken seriously as a medicine. Now what do we start to do? Do we start to do the large double-blind studies, two of them, two large acceptable ones for each of the indications of marijuana, each of them taking maybe 3 years? Where is the money to do that going to come from? In our country, drugs come into being because the drug companies get a patent on a drug.
Get it, you plug it into your TV, and plug a phone line into it, and you hit the on button, and you'll see a picture of a highway. It'll say connecting, and you're on the World Wide Web like that.
Fun-loving and capable, but I hesitated. He was always critical. I could never do anything right.
Old-fashioned. There's got to be somebody out there somewhere who can hold me in their arms and tell me everything's going to be okay.
Thank you. bionic legs were spattered across the seat and steering wheel. And the instrument panel was buckled inwards, gripping the clock and speedometer dials. The cabin was deformed. And there was dust, glass, plastic flakes everywhere inside. And the carpeting was damp.
So much publicity has been given to the wages being paid to workers that our friends might question the need for these free camps.
$100 million taking drug X and getting it to the point where it's medicine X. They more than make up their investment if it's a medicine themselves.
Yeah.
Now, they're not interested in marijuana. It's a plant. It can't be patented.
Why did you pick me, Mr. Frost?
You're young. Strong. You believe neither in God nor in me. You're an integral part of your century, and you've got that scientific mind. I need that confrontation, even if there is only one possible outcome.
Letters once for a job, and I had a good education. You know, I score very high on all any kind of academic test, and I type 100 words a minute. I can do a lot of things, and I wrote 200 letters. I didn't get one reply.
Activity, you'd sense a flat line, nothing would be there.
That's where these SIDs came from. Now, why I mention that is because, again, you had talked about the fact that it mutates so rapidly, and I was talking about how just because of that, that's one of the things that makes you certain that it is not a natural virus.
Sure.
And that it was a new virus, and it's according to Gerald Myers, it mutates more rapidly than anything in nature.
Yeah.
listening to WZBC. This is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
Success, the excitement, the wonder that you can create. Transforming fear. You can ameliorate, even eliminate many, if not all, of the destructive negative ego fears, those destructive fears that have no merit at all, that can't teach you anything, from which you can learn anything, that have no value whatsoever. Those kinds of fears, the destructive fears that come from the negative ego, they can be ameliorated, even eliminated, with transforming fear. And then with a little bit of dominion, a bit of grace, a bit of elegance, you can work with the constructive real fears, those fears that, however frightening they may be, however threatening they may seem, whatever jeopardy they may produce, nonetheless have the potential to be used positively. No, we're not saying, therefore, the purposeful good. We're saying they can be used positively. The constructive fears, however frightening, that come from the real self, with a bit of dominion, of grace and elegance, you can work with them, not only without damaging yourself, but also with propelling and compelling yourself into a richer, fuller reality.
He told us all to hold it.
Yes. A
succeed. Keep that stuff successfully off the air.
Your arms to your sides. Relax completely.
So that means it's most plausibly not natural.
Unbelievable. Do you remember, Dr. Horowitz, when the animal rights people were successful in having some of these lab animals released back into the wild and how proud they were? What a bitter irony that is.
No kidding. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you know something else, too, that, again, points to the fact that it's not natural, is because, you know, like you and I have family trees. All of your listeners, you have a family tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have branches on that tree. There's a trunk. There's probably roots. Well, every virus has the same type of family tree where mm-hmm. you can see the relationships. Not the AIDS virus. It's like a limb off hanging in the air by itself. And the limb contains...
Strain your neck muscles. Heave the neck straight. Plato and Aristotle stressed it as a cardinal principle of human psychology. And now, listen to my voice.
Satan.
Attempts can't succeed.
Transforming fear with a bit of dignity, character, vision, vitality, and integrity. You can pursue the adventure, yes, the adventure that life was always meant to be. And more beautifully, more wonderfully, you can discover a real self that you were always meant to be as well.
We refer to the people who come to us as patients, or in more extreme cases, as mentally ill.
Which one am I?
24 corpses buried under your lawn, including 7 children, all of them tortured to death. I'd find it hard to imagine a more extreme case.
It's not hard, it's impossible. I am the extreme case. I'm darkness, I'm a prince.
In that case, you'll be at home here. Dr. Elias has a patient who goes by the name of Lucifer, and then, of course, there's dear old Henry who prefers to be called Mephistopheles.
It's hardly the same thing, Sarah. Those people are crazy.
I would appreciate it if you'd stop calling me Sarah. How do you explain the complete lack of data on you? No date of birth, no place of birth, family, nationality unknown? If you're a product of spontaneous generation, believe me, you're unique.
No, you're forgetting Floyd's Perlmutter. You'll find all the details in Volume 5 of Psychotherapy and Analysis, starting on page 684, line 15. Not going to check?
No, those party games don't mean much to me. Mr. Frost, do you remember the policeman who arrested you in Brighton?
Policeman, remember? I am memory.
A man named, Rottweiler.
Detweiler.
This is Crispin
right.
Glover.
This man seems terribly attached to you. He's followed you everywhere in the past 2 years, from one country to another.
Religious fanatic, huh?
Maybe he knows something about you. Hmm?
All fanatics know things about me. They have a greater fear of me than love of their god. That stuff is successful off the air.
Strain your neck muscles. Keep
stressed it as a cardinal principle of human psychology.
One of the things that, and the research is continuing, but one of the things I'm finding is this. Some of the best trades on the short side happen when you have a plus close and a plus open.
Got it. I've been hoping you'd send me somebody with a little bit of guts. What kind of program is he?
He's not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
A user?
That's right. He pushed me in the real world. Somebody pushes me, I push back, so I brought him down here.
Some machine, some cultural, critical media machine working to define what's good and bad, but...
They wanted to relegate me to a car wash. Once you're locked out of society, once you're an ex-convict and you're locked out of society, they're not going to let you in.
Isn't it a groovy thing to be what no one else can be?
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Shower room. I was sprawled in an entangled pile of bodies. I peered out and saw a young man loading a wheelbarrow with the dead. I allowed myself to be tossed like a doll into the barrel, with my arm dangling over the side and my fingers trailing in the dirt. I enjoyed the bumpy ride to the trench.
WZCBC
of wagon rides in childhood. I was dumped on a heap of bodies and waited for the worker to go back to the chamber. Then I searched for a familiar face, a friend, or an acquaintance. I saw the violinist, Yakov, lying nearby, his arms and legs twisted grotesquely. Next to him, I recognized a streetcar conductor with whom I'd sometimes talked on my way to work. The man, after pleading with the guards, had been allowed to keep his cap, which was still set at a rakish angle on his head. There didn't seem to be anyone else I knew, except for the fat man, who resembled Rothstein, the financier, rumored to have had affairs with famous actresses and opera singers. He looked flushed and bloated, as if he might burst. I began to search for Rachel, my former neighbor Holstein's wife. Sometimes, in the drawing room of her husband's apartment, we'd flirted together. It had come to nothing, but I'd always wanted to see her naked. I scanned the bodies, but could not find her. That night, I climbed over the side of the trench and escaped. I traveled north toward the Bavarian Alps. Weeks later,
I arrived at the retreat of the Redeemer, the Chosen One.
The market closes higher, opens higher. That sets up a lower close. And vice versa. When the market closes lower and opens lower, that sets up an opportunity on the long side.
So where is the money going to come to do all those studies? This, in other words, what I'm saying, this can be dragged out for a long time.
Ugly plastic wall.
This is Crispin Glover.
Presenting mankind against machine, and that if you lost, it would be a defeat for mankind, and if you won, a triumph for the human being.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Nothing or no one can take away. Your inner light is the only thing that you really own.
I don't think we can talk about the triumph, because the machines are getting better and better. That's why even
if the battle's not over yet.
Yeah, exactly. If it's triumph, it's very temporarily. But the defeat could be quite disastrous, and that's why the pressure on my shoulders, the psychological pressure, was much higher than a normal chess event.
Things can be taken away and destroyed, but not the inner you.
Positive mental attitude. You can do just about anything. You gotta reach beyond your grasp. Now, a lot of times, what you kids are gonna want to do...
Severely stretch even the most flexible credibility level. It encompasses a vast child abuse experiment that was centered at an abandoned airbase on Long Island's Montauk Point in recent times. Time travel, alien technology exchange and interaction, Nazi gold, electronically created spiritual entities, and a vast system of child abduction and cover-up to facilitate a mind control project of vast dimensions spanning both space and time.
At WZCBC.
No one can touch it. No straight cat can even feel it or see it.
Even if mis- or disinformation, this program is an absolute must for anyone seriously involved in trying to scope the world we live in.
Myself on an actual accident.
anyway.
It's just... I don't know, users wrote us. The user even wrote you.
No one user wrote me. I'm worth millions of their man years.
What if I can't?
You'd rather take your chances with me? Want me to slow down your power cycles for you?
Wait! I need that!
Then pull yourself together. Get this clown trained. I want him in the games until he dies playing.
Championship match, I can lose my title, which is important for myself, it's important for my relatives, my friends, some time is important for chess, but playing machine, I represented a very, very, I wouldn't say the whole mankind, but definitely many, many people that believe that human's integrity and human superiority was in danger.
You are you.
Did he criticize you? Sanchez asked. A picture of my father, young and strong, appeared in my mind. He asked questions, then found something wrong with the answers. And what happened to your energy? I guess I felt drained, so I tried to keep from telling him anything.
You mean you got vague and distant? He was the interrogator, and you dodged around him with your aloofness.
Yeah, I guess, but what is an interrogator?
I found out is it had very little to do with me. It was part of another soul's experience.
By the end of the evening, you are quite moved now into a fourth dimensional experience to some extent. But by tomorrow afternoon, after banging away at your typewriters and driving your cars and running through grocery stores, you bring yourself quite firmly back to a limited perspective.
This is Crispin Glover.
Life itself, endless, infinite, perfect.
Genuine, a true, perhaps a truer self with transforming fear. And with transforming fear, you don't have to hold your breath, hoping or programming or both, that the fear won't happen to you or those you love, or it won't be too bad if it does. You don't have to settle for handling fear and the intermittent positive and sometimes mediocre success that that produces. You don't have to settle for just handling fear. You see, when you can transform fear, you can engage it, yes? You can engage your fear and make it work for you. Rather than always either running from it or handling it, running from it and handling it, handling it, handling it, getting back to the status quo, wow, I'm finally up to ground zero. No, I can make my fear work for me. I can make my fear serve me.
Triple overrun. R squared in the business parlance for you money machine artisans of our culture that we live in. You know, the action that takes place over the newspaper spread out to collect the droppings. That's right. New metaphysics version of garbage. Or the human noble project on stage, a la Shakespeare. Well, they say that energy can't be destroyed or created or effed with in this little world of ours. That's what they say. Generally, I find it to be basically true. The only problem is, where is some friggin' energy in this three-dimensional physical object world of ourn? Give me energy or give me something else. WCBC out of Newton in a straight line. No curves. No detour, no speed humps or sump holes of any kind in our way. We're blasting on through to the other side. And somebody's got to get out of town because nobody gets out of here outside of the pine box. Or at least that's the sentiment. You know the feeling of it. you know, like the energy thing I was talking about. So no emotions are created or destroyed. They just sort of undulate around like waves and create a world of their own. Well, don't mind me. I have a chip on my shoulder and somebody ain't getting out of here alive. And I'm sure it'll be me. So just put up with me for a while longer until the water's safe to drink, and then we can get about our regular business and put an end to these Tom Shanana fooligans that I've had to deal with for, oh, these many eons, infinite amounts of time. You know, time, the misuse of which can create pain and suffering. An illusion, to be sure, but damn, that hurts. You know what I mean? But it is an illusion, so finish up the popcorn or your movie beverage of choice, and let's get on with things. Here at a new 90.3 radio FM, down in the no commercial zone of your Boston dial. Not too many of these zones in other cities, I'm told. I was born under Boston, and I have a straw sticking up to breathe from. Otherwise, I know nothing. Except my interpretation of the detritus of the Americanische scheme of things. And damn, does that hurt. But I have hopes. Hopes and dreams of someday getting out of here. And with your patience and a little bit of indulgence, perhaps my dream can come true. New metaphysics till 2 o'clock. Legoland at that point. 552-4686. The telephone line to the president of these United States of global economics.
Put it to work for me. Now, we may never become allies. But my fear can be a powerful tool of change, a power potential, a profound energy, a profound force.
You think it is necessary. The body now, a portion of the body, thinks it is necessary to survive. But we are attempting to work with you this evening and throughout this year is to hold the expansion, to hold the greater perceptions that are all around you.
classification spoken of in the manuscript, Sancha said. Everyone manipulates for energy either aggressively or passively. For instance, if someone threatens you, either verbally or physically, then you are forced to pay attention to him and so to give him energy.
Psychological pressure on you, even more pressure than when you're defending your title against another person.
Oh my God.
Okay, now wait. First of all, the first one that was in my mind, he really guessed that was real. I think he's not natural. For real. I never believed in psychics, and this isn't a commercial. I don't even care.
The game, and so why not be a criminal?
Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm wondering, say one of those times when you got out of prison, you ended up going back in, say I owned some kind of business and I'd given you a managerial job there, do you think you would have stolen from me?
Oh no, I'm an honorable man. I'm very honorable.
Possible human effects is the question of behavioral and or influences of lower animals and plants. There is convincing evidence of field responses in some animal species. Certain birds are responsive to the orientation of the Earth's magnetic field, and in case of some fish, electric fields are used for the detection of prey, navigation, or communication. This report is a review of existing scientific literature on the effects of electromagnetic fields from 0 to about 300 hertz, which spans the frequencies at which the electrical power is generated, transmitted, and used.
Gives me very, very clear thinking in scientific and technical things. To me, a lot of the highly verbal thinkers are very fuzzy thinkers and they're not logical.
I don't think it will. I would try something else. I would really probably go in for the movies then. I would try to make it as an actor, which is very tough because you got a lot of competition.
Grandma's house, and one went into the bedroom, kissed Grandpa hello, and usually didn't see him again until one was leaving and went into the bedroom and kissed him goodbye.
His father was a very unfriendly man. I don't think I have ever said more than two words to him when I was first introduced to the family. He was a loner. He always had a long face. I don't think he ever smiled.
I don't think any cousin will ever tell you that Benjamin Berliner picked them up and hugged them or said they loved them. Any cousin. I would venture to say he never did it with his children.
Allowing, a state of balancing, a state of non-judgment, You allow a variety of energy to flow through and around you, and they do not affect you in the way that they would if you open yourself up to expectation and judgment. You must understand that many of you are going to come together from a variety of stances, from a variety of opinions, and a variety of experiences. And each one of you will be correct from wherever it is that you are approaching from. Because your thoughts are the boundary of your experience. And your thoughts are not wrong. If you are thinking them, they are completely correct.
Mrs. Winthrop's desire for a highly artistic, extreme sort of environment and Mr. Winthrop's desire for more ordinary comforts will be an exciting challenge.
You know what? I was once able to do a levitation, but I got sick out of my... Let me try this. Stay right there. Don't move. Let me just try to stay right there. I don't know if I'll be able to get off, man. It's kind of hard to... Ready?
Yo!
Hello!
I'm dead. I'm dead. You hear that?
Person threatening you would be what the sixth insight calls the intimidator. If someone tells you all the horrible things that are already happening to them, this person is seeking to control at the most passive level. startled. How did you know that was my drama? I've developed an instinct for it. That's why I'm here. You help people see their way of controlling? Yes, and their true self.
To understand that the ocean of faith, the ocean of faith is crossed with the boat of knowledge, but we are always on the ocean of faith. We have faith that when we come to a red light and it turns green, we have faith that the green light will be a signal to the people coming in the opposing traffic that they have to stop for us. We put our faith in that. We put our faith in the government. And ultimately, we put our faith constantly in our own sensory experience, which I've already demonstrated to you is very limited.
I often engage in very repetitive, obsessive behavior, like rocking back and forth or spinning. You did some of that when you were young.
Very definitely. And the reason why autistic children engage in these behaviors is to block out stimuli that hurt.
Which will result in your eventual elimination.
They are yours. There are many ways of thinking and many ways of being. It is up to each and every one of you to decide to stay in one spot with your thoughts or to move around. Because your thoughts are your beliefs. Your thoughts are your beliefs. And if you are operating under belief, and this is not a reflection of you at all, we are merely using examples. If you are operating under belief that because you have exposed yourself to a certain number of, we will use a very neutral example here so as not to offend anyone. If you are a runner and you are able to run 25 of your miles and you place those in judgment who are struggling along with half a mile or a mile and say that that is nothing, then you place yourself in a difficult spot because you think now that you are so much better than those who are running the half a mile. There are those who do not get up and run at all. What we are saying is that the one who gets out and makes great to-do and ceremony of running the half a mile can get just as much out as the one who runs 25 miles. And in order to keep yourself from being affected now by those who would not be doing what you all are doing, including we Pleiadians, keep yourself open to the idea that your thoughts are indeed correct and you may hold on to them for as long as you like, or you may expand them. And the more you sit anywhere and place yourself in notice now of what it is that you do not want, the more that will manifest before you and the more you will feel that. When you go looking for something that you do not wish to experience, you tend to blow it up in front of you to demonstrate your own power of thought.
lover?
Very healing experience.
And a computer nerd, therefore, is somebody who uses a computer in order to use a computer.
Us on the record, we'll protect you. I guarantee it.
They get to you too. They'll destroy you.
the untouchable man. I'm so fucking exhausted I can't see straight.
A nerd is a person who uses the telephone. I think a nerd is a person who uses the telephone to talk to other people about telephones. Computer nerd, therefore, is somebody who uses a computer in order to use a computer.
Good challenge. The sort that brings out the creative best in a decorator.
Were there any other observations you made, Amanda?
Oh, yes. Several very practical ones. First of all, we know that the treatment of the glass doors to the garden is a problem to be solved. There is a sun glare problem, but the family wants the sense of openness and the view.
Yes, you say, well, this is called insanity. Not really. After all, it is only an exercise, you see.
I want to know more about how to find this truth.
He zipped up his coat against the late afternoon chill. I hope we can talk more about it later, he said. Right now, I would like to greet Father Sanchez. As darkness descended, we returned to Father Carl's house. Father Sanchez and Father Carl prepared dinner, and I was summoned to a rough plank table.
I am convinced, most plausibly, this is a man-made virus.
Stir in the beef broth. Simmer for 20 minutes. Stuff the roasted peppers. Beat the egg whites. Stir in the salt and egg yolks.
So, I climbed over the wall, cut through barbed wire, crawled past machine gun nests, artillery, and anti-aircraft installations.
Cook until golden brown.
In the backyard, I found the Messiah, planting trees in the moonlight.
Slice the chili. Saute the onions, tomatoes, and chili.
Yes?
Cover and cook for 10 minutes.
Who are you?
Stir in water and milk.
Here, give me a hand. Pick up the shovel. Don't stand over there. You stand on some of my seats. Watch where you stand, you fool. Be careful, please. I'm awfully sorry. I'm such an emotional little thing. You look awful. What's happened to you? Your clothes are torn. You look as if you haven't slept for days. How can you dare to peer before me in these rags? Look at yourself. It's a disgrace. It's outrageous.
Green chilies, garlic, and salt. Stir in the sour cream.
I think what we'll do, Joyce, is
me, what's really amazing that for every job that there is in the world, there's someone willing to do it. Someone goes, yes, I will stand in the tunnel breathing exhaust fumes, watching the cars go by, making sure everything's okay. Someone goes, yes, I will work behind the elephant with the big shovel. I will do it. Doctors go, yes, I will confine myself to one particularly objectionable part of the human body all day, every day. I will do it. I think a lot of people that are unemployed are not really unable to find work. They're just easily disgusted. Yes, I'm starving and my family has no clothing or shelter, but I'm not cleaning that up.
Eggs on top of the tortillas. Place in a baking dish. Cover with sauce, cheese, and onions. Onions, garlic, salt, and cold water to a boil. Saute the remaining onions and garlic. Add the tomatoes, peppercorns, whole cloves, and cinnamon sticks. Stir in the beef broth. Simmer for 20 minutes. Stuff the roasted peppers. Beat the egg whites. Stir in the salt and egg yolks. Rinse and garlic in peanut oil. Rinse, soak, then add the rice. Cook until golden brown. Stir in pureed tomatoes. Pour in the water. Cook until the water is absorbed. Coat the stuffed peppers with the egg batter.
And yet you can't psych out a machine in the way you can psych out an opponent. You can't look at the machine and expect to intimidate them with your look. You can't analyze the computer's face and see where are their vulnerabilities today.
But you see, people, even as you deal with those limitations, even as you deal with the admonishment and discipline, even as you deal with more love and more healing, it is time to deal with your fear. Because you see, fear has the facility, the capacity, the phenomena of being non-local. And what we mean is this. That even though the thing that you might want to create isn't what you're afraid of, even though your fears may have nothing to do with the actions or the manifestations or the end results you seek, even though it's way over there about something totally different, fear is non-local and therefore is everywhere. And even as I have dealt with my blockages and payoffs, even as I have moved beyond them, even as I have discipline and admonishment in a proper perspective and proportion, even as I am now receiving more than I ever have, more love and more healing, my fear can still keep my words from becoming action, can still keep me in that I know what to do, but I'm not doing it, or I'm doing it and it's not producing the results it should, or that it seems to for other people. Fear, people. Fear. Way over there, nothing to do with this, can impact, can influence, can cause this to be less than it would have been.
any drug, and it's terribly important that they do this, it's a risk-benefit analysis. They have to, one, determine that the toxicity is limited, and certainly limited enough so that it justifies the risk. And that is balanced by the efficacy. They have to determine also, they have to demonstrate that it's efficacious. Well, in the case of marijuana, only the diehard true believers still believe that it's a terribly toxic drug. The fact is, it is remarkably non-toxic, and we have 5,000 years of experience with that now to know that that's true.
What about
so it seems to me we could skip that part of the test.
Well, one thing about the danger, I've heard, I don't know enough about it, people say, well, it has terrible damage to the lungs. Is that true or not?
It has the potential for damaging the lungs because each marijuana cigarette is at least as dirty as a tobacco cigarette. But what one has to consider is that, you know, it takes 20 pack years or one pack a day for a year or two packs a day for 10 years to get to the point where people are thought to be vulnerable, really vulnerable to lung cancer. Well, very few people who use it medicinally smoke the equivalent of 20 pack years. And furthermore, you know, the government says that marijuana is more dangerous now because it's so much more potent. Well, it is. It's somewhat more potent out there.
Visiting. He hopes the internet will go somewhere other than to Bill Gates' bottom line. He's betting it will soon consign the PC itself to the trash can and do the same to Microsoft.
Bob Cringer, this is Larry Ellison.
Larry Ellison is the boss of Oracle, a booming business that sells software to companies who share information among hundreds of users.
This is my favorite fish. It's Halloween fish.
In Atherton, the most exclusive suburb in Silicon Valley, the bachelor billionaire has built himself a $10 million samurai mansion. Naturally.
I want to have a large pond, about 5 acres of water, surrounded by several little buildings, like a village.
Oh, with his ceremonial car, Larry contemplates the coming battle with Microsoft.
People make a terrible mistake of thinking IBM is the present and Microsoft is the future. I think IBM is the past and Microsoft is the present, and the future has not happened, so we don't know what company, what technology is going to be dominant. These are temple guardians from the Kamakura period. You'd have one on either side of your door, and the job was to scare employees of Microsoft away and keep them from entering the temple.
It tastes so good.
tactical room. This is it.
Mulder.
Listen carefully.
Where's Willis?
Oh, he's lying around here somewhere.
Let me talk to Scully.
Not this time.
We don't deal unless we know Scully's alive.
Oh, she's alive. She's not happy, but she's alive.
You listen to me. You lay one hand on Scully and so help me God.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection hat. Because if you ever want to see Scully again, it's going to cost you $1 million.
Have it by this time tomorrow. I'll tell you when and where.
We got it. It's a 202 number.
Great.
Coming through. Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Get the address.
Forget it.
What?
It's Scully's cellular number. They're using her phone. We can't trace it.
I'm telling you, something or somebody's put tremendous heat on David Fair. If we sit on our behinds any longer, I don't think the guy's going to hold on.
This is bullshit. He keeps changing what he says. We can't possibly call him to a grand jury.
My instinct is that Ferry's going to keep on deteriorating. We'll end up getting more out of him when he finally cracks.
Oh, bullshit! Now, if you start...
If we call him in now, he might freeze up. We'll lose the best shot we ever had.
You guys don't get it, do you? He can't go down any further. We've got to protect him full time.
We don't have enough funds to protect anybody.
You've stolen plenty of things. You've even done bank
heist. Right, I just take a gun and that's, you know, I put it in your face and take your money.
And then that's honorable?
Well, it's not dishonorable.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, any outside psychological factors working against me, because machine doesn't tire, machine doesn't care about the weather, about the noisy public, about the press, you know, about just any other factor will work against me, because I'm a human being and I'm exposed to some disturbances during the event. But as I said already, machine is not flexible, and again, the moment I know the characteristics of my opponent, I feel very comfortable, very confident, because I know this opponent now, it's like an open book for me. When I have a human opponent, I will never enjoy the same privilege.
We're going to have to do it again sometime.
End of line.
In here, program.
Hey, will you call on program? Program.
You got another free program offline. Really think the users are still there?
They better be. I don't want to bust out of here and find nothing but a lot of cold circuits waiting for me.
Hey! Who are you guys?
Hold it!
You want to watch those force fields? We'll be having plenty of chances to get hurt. Don't worry about that.
Look. Just so I can tell my friends what this dream is about, okay? Where am I?
Guest of the Master Control Program.
Oh, great.
I'm gonna make you play video games.
No sweat. I play video games better than anybody.
meet again. Coming upon a node together, always a wonderful and possibly romantic experience. At least I know I do. Down here at the radio power station, Power 90.3, rocking out those hits for you. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, Power Rock, Power Rock and Radio. Raise your hand if you're not a moron. I'm looking. I'm not seeing. All right. Try again in another life. Sea of morons. Are you all trying to be stupid? Or is it just a fatal accident? Blame it on the gene pool of some kind. It's part of our culture. You can't be blamed. We'll pull back and re-examine, meet again, 400 hours, or you'll be put to death. Coming out of the Newton Radio Factory down here at ZBC HQ, cinder block of protection against the fatal flaw of our time. Pump and tane till the cow come home. Gary Geiserman, not raising my hand. Five five two four six eight six. So listen carefully. I may be able to profane your race and class, age, ethnic, personality vector, or some portion of you. One of your buttons. Stick that button out and I'll punch in. On the old psychological time clock. A little technical problem there. I think I have overactive temporal lobes. Just give me a reason to pull the plug. Just give me a reason. When I get out of here, I'm gonna get even with you, man. I'm telling you. Ain't that the truth, brethren? So I want you to all imagine an ethnic or racial group and fill in the blanks for me as we slur them, twist them and slam dunk them into inferiority of some kind. Yeah, come on, let's do it. Sticks and stones. I can't do it. I'm on the radio, though. But you can. You're in the freedom of your own cubicle. Even with the obscenity of rent, one of the more obscene four-letter words in the kingdom. So until that day, over and out, and until the next big bombing, we will meet again. Going till 2 o'clock. Unless the fuse runs out before then. And the big hand and the little hand. and maybe we'll all grow back our tails.
Back in 10 minutes, and I'll continue.
She's not happy, but she's alive. If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
That last part, right?
Yeah, but can you squelch the voice even more this time?
Yep. Done.
If I were you, I'd stop talking and start passing around the collection.
Yep, yep. There's something there. Definitely something at the high end. Let me throw on an extra Z14 filter and isolate everything over half a decibel.
If I were you, I'd stop talking. Start passing around the collection.
There, that engine sound.
Let's clean it up some more.
If I were you, I'd stop talking. Start passing around the collection.
Is that a small plane?
Taken off by the sound of it. Give me a couple more minutes. We'll guesstimate the altitude within a couple hundred feet.
At 12 o'clock, when they went to break, all the images disappeared as if somebody had turned a switch and went away.
Someone feed their fears. Make the world outside a lot scarier than the one inside.
Scarier than being beaten and chained?
Here you go. Oh, thanks, John. Anything else?
No, thanks.
You
come from thousands of miles away. You probably don't speak much English. And everything you know about New York you learn from Charles Bronson and Sylvester Stallone. You're not going to find these people taking cabs and buses and subways. They don't eat in restaurants. They don't shop in stores. The only place that's safe is the place you know. The only people you trust are the people who are taking advantage of you.
They choose it, don't they?
When you find utilities women, money says nine of them will convince you the leg irons are for their own protection.
If one gets away, how do you prove it's all a lie?
Truth is, you don't need the chains. Most of these people keep coming back long after their so-called debts are paid off. 90% of their slavery is in their mind.
How do we earn their trust?
Well, everyone they've trusted in this country has betrayed them. So whatever you do, don't lie to them.
Sounds of Deep Timbers. Synthesizer does by itself when played. What we'll do is add families of timbers from other synthesizers. Take the timber deeper and deeper and deeper into the body, and at some point we're going to cross into the fourth dimensional. So at least the atoms will be vibrating on the fourth dimension. Now, to get the visuals going, I suggest fire breathing, or a lot of times we'll use the laser and the crystal technique where we put the laser right on the crystal, which I'll talk about later. Remember, you can always come back to these sounds. And this is the basic. This first technique that I'm showing you, we demonstrated in a fellowship album. In the Jimmy Part 1, we used a lot of this type of stuff. Also, I found as a musician, or I should say musician student, because some of the people that I'm seeing time to time in my career that are musicians are just blow me away, like my friend Patrick Mraz from Rooney Blue.
David Sound Anderson is one of these people that are incredible musicians. They dedicated their entire life to it, 100%. And when you put these tools in their hands, you can hear what comes out of the sound. Mm-hmm. Anyway, on a fellowship album, I found that one of the things that happened to me, I was going through a personal transformation myself. And one of the pyramids, remember I explained to you earlier about changes in the head. One example was a lady by the name of Daisy Knight started wearing the pyramid, and she wore the pyramid
for a period of time, and her hormone structure changed. She started channeling Ramtha, and she brought a whole new level of education on that level of the Ramtha level, or the warrior level, the deep spiritual warrior to the earth. Well, I found that by using the pyramid, opening myself up to the channeling energies and letting myself go in that energy, I was able to channel different musicians, and it was an interesting thing.
Finish now.
why it is important not just to handle it anymore, but now to transform it. Because just as it is non-local, my fear over here, once transformed, can produce successes over there. I can use this energy of my personal fears, of my global fears. And I can harness, yes, but I can transform it into something more positive, more loving, more healing. Yes, you can transform fear into amazing success, amazing growth, amazing change. And to do that, we need to look at fear itself. We need to look at how it is handled inappropriately and appropriately. We need to look at how you transform it. And we need to look at the good is, yes? We need to look at what fear, what amazing success fear can be turned into. And so we begin by looking at fear. What is it? Well, that's a silly question, isn't it? Fear is what you're afraid of. Things that scare you. Things that go bump in the night, yes? What is fear? Well, certainly it is all of these, but it is important to understand at a deeper level that fear is a thought, okay, and it is a feeling. It is the joining together, the cohesion of thought and feeling that threatens and jeopardizes. Fear is the thought and feeling of separation. Of separation. It is a thought and feeling of being alone, yes, and thus the subsequent and more frightening or more looming loneliness. Absolutely it is. It is also, within that separation, aloneness, loneliness, it is the thought and feeling that I will always be alone, or be alone forever. That kind of separation, that kind of aloneness, that kind of loneliness. It is a thought and feeling of separation, alone, lonely, always alone and lonely. But also, that's not enough. Fear also threatens and puts you in jeopardy. Yes, it threatens and puts you in jeopardy. Physically, emotionally, mentally, and etherically. No.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover at WZCBC.
And every fear, regardless of however grand, however small, every fear that is genuine, every fear that is genuine, that is a real fear, not only is a thought and feeling of separation, aloneness, loneliness, alone and lonely forever, it is also something that does threaten you physically, emotionally, mentally, and etherically. It does jeopardize you. You're not being stupid and wrong. We're not encouraging you to feel more than you do, but you're not stupid and wrong. It does threaten. It does jeopardize physically, emotionally, mentally, and etherically. Every part of the limited self is either threatened or is threatened and in jeopardy. And anything that does that, that's what fear is. Any thought, any feeling that does is fear. Now, you see, a lot of people will say, yeah, I know fear. But they deny or won't look at the etheric part of it, you see. They won't deal with that. This is some threat or some jeopardy of my etheric self. Hey, I don't even have an etheric self. Yeah. So they say, so they think, so they hope and want to believe. Some people even go so far as to, hey, you know, emotional, mental fears, those are silly, those are foolish. Those are things women do. Yeah. In that dominating chauvinistic principle that both men and women adhere to, that's something feminine, sissy, weak. Emotional, mental threat? Not me.
A highly renowned diplomat, who is well known in UFO circles to be an abduction experiencer, has applied the skills of his profession to the fullest to avoid public identification and embarrassment. Efforts to establish a pattern of psychopathology other than disturbances associated with a single or repeated traumatic event, have been unsuccessful. Psychological testing of abductees has not revealed evidence of mental or emotional disturbance that could account for their reported experiences.
Not me. Jeopardy? Emotionally? Mentally? Not me. Now, fear is just physical, you see. It's just physical. Threat to my physical, yeah, separate me from life. Ah, right, that scares me. And so for some, even when they handle the fear physically, they get through the morning meeting with the boss, they get through the big project that has to be turned in, and they get past the particular deadline, and they survived. The fear ought to be gone, right? But it isn't, as you well know. Because it's physical, yes, but it's also emotional, mental, and etheric. That's why even handling, at times handling fears psychologically and therapeutically, doesn't fully work. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm some sort of paranoid, I'm some sort of this, I'm some sort of freak, Because often, not always, but often, the psychological and therapeutic handling, sure, may deal with the physical stuff, it may deal with the emotional and mental, but often doesn't deal with the etheric level of threat or jeopardy that you are in. And therefore, no matter how much therapy under that guise, it doesn't go away. The therapist scratches their head, and you scratch yours, wondering what's wrong. Because you see, fear is not just physical and or emotional, mental. It is also etheric, and thus must be, to be transformed, to be handled spiritually. They shove down and reject those parts that goes into the unconscious and then comes at them in the world. And with many different faces, it comes at you in the world. Emotional, mental, etheric fears. So it's important to understand that fears are thoughts and feelings, yes, of separation, of aloneness, of loneliness, of lonely and alone always, but that they do threaten you. They do jeopardize you physically and mentally and emotionally and etherically.
And emotional adaptation.
The question is whether I will be able in next May to do the same within the first two games. I mean, just to get all information from these games, to analyze that, and to make a new portrait of my opponent.
This may sound dumb, but, you know, when we first met, I thought your name was Gary. And I think I may even have called you Gary a couple of times, and I don't know if you noticed, but I always felt bad about it, so I'm sorry.
Thank you. I did notice, and I appreciate you rectifying it.
Great. Great.
Very cold man.
His mother, on the contrary, was the life of the family.
Mm-hmm.
announced is to be received with formal manifestations of respect, even by those most familiar with him. He knew that he could walk backward without error. Should the monster follow, the taste which had plastered the walls with paintings had consistently supplied a rack of murderous oriental weapons from which he could snatch one to suit the occasion. In the meantime, the snake's eyes burned with a more pitiless malevolence.
My friend.
Advantage of the first match and also the second one that I do not have access to any game played by Deep Blue. That's why, you know, I have to prepare myself for that opponent without any available information.
Problem is, if you just let the child sit in a corner and rock, he's going to end up sitting in a corner and rocking for the rest of his life.
Wringing our hands about, you know, Microsoft world domination, that there's still room left for innovation. There's going to be change, and Microsoft's future is not assured.
That's not, well, anything good for the internet, huh? Yeah, we're very supportive of it, because the internet does not require a PC.
Larry believes the PC will be replaced with a cheap device he calls an information appliance. It will be a glorified television which will access information and computing simply by connecting to giant computers via the internet.
Am I talking to you, Pinhead?
Don't worry, that guy's got to see us. Don't worry, that guy's got to see us. These were the confident last words of the brilliant young Hollywood star James Dean as he piloted his Porsche 550 Spider race car toward a date with death along a lonely stretch of California two-lane blacktop, Route 466. Don't worry, that guy's gotta see us. The year, 1955. The day, September 30th. The time, now. First star of our show is little bastard, James Dean's racing Porsche. He named it after himself and had his racing number 130 painted on it.
Who is that, the announcer?
And right behind here, behind the seats, was a very sophisticated, air-cooled, flat, four-cylinder race.
That's Vaughn. He spoke to you at the hospital.
Cubic centimeters. It featured four...
I thought he was a medical photographer.
...driven by a complex set of bevel gears.
Doing some sort of accident research. He wanted every conceivable detail about our crash.
Bodied and light. No more than 1,350 pounds. Was nimble. Was responsive.
When I first met Vaughn, he was a specialist in international computerized traffic systems.
The racers of the day said that it was not an easy car to drive.
I don't know what he is now.
Which brings us to the second star. The stuntman, former race driver, Colin Seagrave. Colin Seagrave! He will drive our replica of James Dean's car. I didn't sweetness you up for this.
You bet.
I myself shall play the role of James Dean's racing mechanic, Rolf Wutrich, sent over from the Porsche factory in Zuffenhausen in Germany. Now, this mechanic was himself fated to die in a car crash in Germany 26 years later. The third, and in some ways, most important player, the college student, Donald Turnip Seed, played by movie stuntman Brett Trask. Brett Trask. Turnip Seed was on his way back home to Fresno for the weekend. James Dean was on his way to an automobile race in Salinas. Salinas was just a dusty town in Northern California. The two would meet for one moment. But it was a moment that would create a Hollywood legend. You'll notice that we're not wearing helmets or safety padding of any kind. Our cars are not equipped with roll cages or seat belts. We rely solely on the skill of our drivers for our safety so that we can bring you the ultimate in authenticity. All right. Here we go. The fatal crash of James Dean.
Glover, and you're listening to WZBC.
Warhol is, of course, best known for his paintings. In the early 1960s, he developed a technique of making paintings based on high-contrast enlargements of photographs. Andy was intuitively drawn to the camera. In fact, he was drawn to all technology that changed the way art could be produced.
Orton was not to preside over the new trial. The new judge was William W. Callahan, a hard-bitten man with preformed conclusions. the new trial of the farce.
Hello.
Instead of raising his own
this
objections
is
when
Crispin
the prosecution
Glover.
Did, he railroaded the trial through.
In November 1973, Andy made a portrait of the great photographer and artist, Man Ray. The photograph for the painting was done at his apartment. Man Ray's wife was there, as were Andy's associate, Fred Hughes, and an assistant.
You need a chair without a back. It's a little stool.
Well, that one.
Here, this one. This one is perfect.
No, that has a back.
No, it just so the back doesn't show. Yeah, it just doesn't show.
Is this going to be in color?
I
have a red sweater on.
No, no, because the color's painted on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see. All right. Yeah, just like without your hand. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, that's good. And without the glasses, yeah, and with the cigar in your mouth, without your hand, yeah, that's good. Let's do another one. That's nice.
Is the diaphragm automatic on that?
Yeah.
With the
Since you're always at the same distance.
So you get the.
You can open and close it, but.
What's the difference? In 1 meter.
Just like turning on a tap, and the PC will go the way of the well, and the bucket.
With a passion. Me going down to the store and buying Windows 95, gotta get in my car, drive down to a store, buy a cardboard box full of bits, you know, encoded on a piece of plastic, a CD-ROM, bring it home, read a manual, and install this thing? You must be kidding.
Okay, I'll do that. With that big fat tin of energy.
No, with a thin tin, then you enlarge it.
Oh, no, when you enlarge it, it would get bigger.
Put the stuff on the net. It's bits. Don't put bits in cardboard. Cardboard in trucks. Trucks to stores. Me go to the store. You know, pick this stuff out. It's insane. I love the internet. I want information. You know, it flows across the wire.
Thank you very much.
I'll take your ticket down.
Goodbye. Am I talking to you, Pinhead?
Goodbye.
Am I?
Thank you. I have a
sit down.
A show within a show, kind of like a Chinese puzzle box thing you've seen in a lot of pulp media, or is that redundant to say? Of course, a thing within a thing, and then a thing within a thing within a thing, and ain't that just the thing of it? the whole human condition. Of course, I don't want to give away the punchline or anything. You've paid your money. You've coughed up your chain link gene spool. And away you've gone. I don't want to make light of that. That's kind of a sacred trust, I suppose. Although we'll discuss that later, shan't we? Certainly too busy right now. New Metaphysics, a program. A corpus. Within consciousness, that's true. Gary Geiserman is character number one in the front of the stage, kind of like a voiceover. And then various effluvia, including yourself, floating, drifting around like so many eggs and sperm in the background. High drama indeed. I don't mean to make light of the sacred pact or anything. A little over a half hour of programming to go. Then it's Lego time. Here on the Z, out of Newton, WZBC. A pilot fish of Boston College. Or vice versa. Out of Newton. Fig Newton was indeed begun here. And we've continued that legacy, lo, these many, many years, down here at the Rockin' Hits Radio Factory, below ground, test lab built underground with alien technology by the government, who are real hip on the underground bases kind of thing. Sort of a violation of Newton's law of physics, right here in Newton. You know, energy goes this way, thrust goes backwards, and all that kind of baloney, that kind of mythology that this great land of ours was built on. I know I believe it. That's why I'm twisted and contorted to this very day, with an ulterior dream of running headlong, forehead at the front, as fast as I can into a very steadfast, immovable object, which I generally find to be the rest of my forehead. Every Thursday, 10 to 2, dictated by naval intelligence, cannot be taken off the air, or heads will roll, and they will roll heavily. Kind of like the X-Files. I don't want to give away anything, any punchlines or stories. God knows we need a story or two these days. So as we walk gracefully into our greatest phobic nightmare experience, hand in hand, we keep our chins high, and our Velcro vinyl jumpsuit hermetically sealed at all times, just in case love is not enough. Thank you. So I'm going to start putting the toothpaste back in the capillaries of Ronald Reagan's brain. As I think over with warm nostalgia those wonderful days of the Reagan double presidency. 8 years, I am very proud to say that I was an American. Years that I may never be able to get out of my brain, no matter how much love may be existing in this universe. You know, the universe, it's about 3 feet wide, just beyond the reach of your arm when it's outspread. That's right, it's like a cathode ray tube. Made up of electromagnetic energy pulses from the star Sirius. You know, the blue light. I knew you'd understand. One man's mental theater. Electromagnetic virtual reality. You can't punch your way out of, believe you me. And we'll get used to it. You will get used to it. And then we'll get along oh so much better. And it will be good. Okay, fellow space brethren, I leave you with one of the secrets of the universe right there. Kind of like in the visionary sequence from the movie Contact. The world ends just beyond your outstretched arm.
I don't know. What do you do? Well, who eats it?
And it took a lot of work to get it to look that good.
Basically unhurt. James Dean died of a broken neck and became immortal.
Oh, thank you, mail.
Oh, my newspaper. Harold Tribune.
The greatest.
Oh,
we'll get on that.
We'll see you the next time you come.
Yes, we'll be here next time.
Thank you.
So long. It's kind of warm. Huh? Oh, I see. No, it's connected. Oops.
Another side of Andy we see from these tapes is his everyday life. In some ways it was a very ordinary existence, but somehow everything, even a trip to the supermarket, seemed to become Warholy.
Smith.
know that man's secret. I think he's genuinely hurt.
Weird form of carrot. It's called cocktail dill carrot stick. What's he? Frozen. I love the guy. Don't you love the Jolly Green Giant? I think it's one of them. You don't like the Jolly Green Giant?
Yeah.
I mean, as an image.
Oh, yeah.
That's
this honey is so great.
What is it? It's West German honey.
I know.
Is it good?
Yeah, it really is good.
Falling through with Barry Lou.
We'll
talk tomorrow. I got a plane to catch. Going to Washington.
Washington?
Yeah, interestingly, he says he's closely connected to these events, but he won't come down here.
I want to fare as Cuban paymaster Eladio Del Valle in Miami. I tell you, I need more men. I got to get him in, boss. I can't even pull the teams to watch Barry. Listen, I gave this man my word. This is our case.
And also taped their calls to Andy. One of these friends was Sam Green, a curator who had organized Andy's first museum exhibition in Philadelphia in 1965.
I just had to go to the store again.
Why?
I had to go out. You know, I did some shopping.
I forgot you came here on your own. Through all these endless obstacles, I'm sorry. Yes, and I apologize. Even I, at times, am only human. Bless you, my son.
I bet they just can't. You know, I don't know what they think. I just threw it. I don't know what. What do I do with it? I can't imagine.
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know.
Well, who eats it?
Well,
is a bummer of funding, a ringing in the ears, a run in the stockings, death knocking down your dubious doorway. Plummet, you sweep imperception with true recollection. Remember your fumbling troubles? The clues of loose change, sweating bullets? Seems ease is a phase you've forgotten. Long bloodshot topics. Floppies. Floppy dads get a head full of hurt. The certain derision. Nemesis wrists. A quick twist of freight. The late pulls indicating an opposite leaning. Sink is stacked with last year's plates. Favorites. Tapering hopes. Flailing armpits. A stiff upper lipstick interprets the worst. First kiss. Second helping. Third world. Fourth estate. The fifth dimension. The sixth sense. The seven wonders behind the eight ball. While your cat laps nine lives. 10 is for 10 little Indians. Bent rims. A flimsy film betraying the lens. Wet crescents for eyes. A fueling of the visceral veins. Cling wrap. Fast food. Look, see. The feel is reason to believe the worst is yet ahead. Red radishes smart from hard potato hoe. Do onions wonder about the rose? Trickle chorus. A forest of booze. Who's rife with a price tag? Last call, Lollapalooza. Terse impersonation. Stitched with an itch.
What's the difference of taking, morally, what's the difference of taking taking California from Mexico or taking money from a bank?
Three things. They're going to be very quiet because nobody's going to want to buy long options when the beans have been going down for 14 weeks in a row.
Girl 12 will do it now. One guy said, I fuck a girl every Friday night. What sexual pleasure do you get out of this? He's very immature, you know. And he would say, I don't know, I'm just going to fuck.
If you can understand that, then when you get about to handling them, the handling goes so much more elegantly and so much more successfully. But before we look at handling, it is important to understand what else fear is. Now, when we're talking of fear here, we're not talking about the destructive negative ego stuff, the made-up stuff that your ego puts forth, that's used to trip you, trap you, choose to distract you, choose to play games with you, in the sixth sense of humor. We're talking about the real fear, though dark or light, though intense or mild, can be constructive. What else is it beyond this thought and feeling of separation, aloneness, loneliness, and forever alone and lonely? It is important to understand that fear is also an instinct. It is an instinctive response that existed long before human beings ever occupied this planet of yours. Mineral kingdom. Yeah, minerals feel fear. Now, they don't demonstrate it very overtly, that's so. And you can't really sit down and talk to a rock and find out what you're scared of, yes. Maybe it's the chisel in your hand, but nonetheless, minerals, the mineral kingdom, does feel fear. It's an instinctive response at that level. Now even science has demonstrated that plants, the plant kingdom, feels fear. Hooking up to electronic equipment, it can measure fear. The plant gets scared of separation, of alone and loneliness, of forever. Yes. Animals, clearly, you know, they feel fear. And human beings, yes, centered in your limbic brain, that instinctive response, fight, flight, feed yourself and reproduce yourself. That fear. In the plant kingdom, any of you who have ever pruned a rose bush so that next year it might blossom more, why? Some old wives' tale? No. Because when you cut a plant, a rose bush, within an inch of its life, it reproduces more. Those of you who have ever worked in an orchard know that that's how you get bountiful fruit. Threaten the tree with its very existence. And it'll produce, it sounds sadistic, we know, out in 12. The instinct of fear, mineral, plant, animal, and certainly human. It is electromagnetic. It is electromagnetic. It is chemical. It is biological. And it's important to realize it's an instinct within you. Beyond that, fear is also a great teacher. Sometimes it's the first teacher of conscious learning. In your infancy, your very survival is threatened. In early childhood, not only survival, but security and a sense of belonging. As your childhood matures, so does the dimension of fear, from survival to security to belonging to issues of your esteem, of your creativity. In your adult life, it can affect the full range of your human need. And it teaches you. It is a teacher, a harsh one at times, but a teacher, an expedient one, most frequently. Beyond that, it is also, strangely put, a companion of failure. It is always there, haunting. It is always there, threatening. It is always there, warning, reminding. It is, fourthly, a universal wake-up call that everyone, regardless of the station they assume they hold in life, understands. A wake-up call. The awakenings can be harsh and disruptive, but you wake up. And in many cases, it is legitimately the wake-up call of choice. Rather fear it than live it or experience it. But it is a wake-up call, an opportunity to awaken, to see, to face, to change. Beyond that, it is also another companion, a companion of success. Yes, it is. Not only does it surround your failures, but fear is also a constant companion of success, looming at its boundaries, reminding you of why. Reminding you of what? Reminding you of your success. Additionally, as it is a great teacher, it is also a great motivator. If indeed necessity is the mother of invention, then surely fear is the father. And it is a great motivator. When you get backed into the corner at the 11th hour, when there seems no alternative choice, fear can be a tremendous motivator. It is also, finally, as it is instinctive, it is also an automatic response. You have been so conditioned, you have been so trained, and with so much of fear's aspects being denied, its emotional, mental, and surely its etheric nature, so much of it keeps coming at you until you decide that it's the way of the world, that it's only human nature. And so it is, but it also can be both handled and more. It can be transformed. So it's important to understand, to let in, that not only is it a thought feeling of separation, of aloneness, of loneliness, of forever alone and lonely. Not only is it a threat and a jeopardy to the physical, but also to the emotional, mental, and the etheric. And beyond that, fear can be, certainly is, an instinctive response and an automatic response. A great teacher, great motivator, a companion of your failure and a companion of your success, and a universal wake-up call. It is from that vantage point that then the capacity, the ability to learn, to use, to handle your fear becomes more than an abstraction of security. It becomes a method and a means of growing. So how does one handle fear? Now, you've learned all your life. Maybe no one sat you down and said, this is what to do, but you have learned all your life. And each person has your favorite way. Each of you, each person in humanity, has the way that you've been conditioned, that you've been taught, what we call the consensus methods. that, sadly, when used, guarantee that fear will be destructive, that fear will be damaging. The words may be familiar. One is denial. Just to deny. Just to deny. No, I don't feel fear. I'm not afraid. No, I'm not afraid at all. Oh, no, 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 you're wrong. It's not fear that I have. I just, no, no, no. I don't get that. I don't do fear. Okay? Often one can use the very anesthetics, right? Because I'm afraid I don't want to deal with it, I can use the anesthetics.
Was that glib? James Dean died of a broken neck and became immortal.
These are some sounds from the life of Andy Warhol.
There's been a mistake. I gotta see the guy in charge.
You will.
You are four, I will believe.
Chosen you, serve your system on the game ring. Those of you who continue to profess a belief in the users will receive the standard, substandard training which will result in your eventual elimination.
Listen to heavy metal and get caffeinated and hack.
Stale pizza and body odor and sort of spilt cola.
Which will result in your eventual...